Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
What if we take the Stargate franchise and give it the feeling of Battlestar Galactica and the plot of Star Trek Voyager? Why, you've got a space traveling dark drama series that fans both hated and enjoyed to a paltry 2 seasons on this week's episode of Cosmic Star Crit Universe. This is your gate jumping Chevron encoding GM Patrick here, and joining me exploring a massive ancient starship of Egyptian origin are my 5 gate guardians and your players. To my far left, a trigger happy marine ready to P90 blast some aliens. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfer.
I prefer P90X, but that's not true. You've seen me. You know what I look like. I was a goof.
Across the digital table from me, don't call him Gaius Baltar. This scientist is his own thing, played by Robert Carlyle. It's Miles Make Him Believe is redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, no, that's not Jack O'Neill with 1 or 2 L's. Why, it's Tyler talking us pratier.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, a mathematician and video game puzzle enthusiast, we've got Drew dying to play Zelix Thel.
Boy, I hope this doesn't end on a cliffhanger.
And across from him, why, it's Ming-Na Wen, realizing she's probably better off in Star Wars rather than Stargate. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello, wasn't she also in Star Trek?
No.
Okay, never mind. I don't watch Star Trek, I don't know.
Yeah, what was the lady in Star Trek Discovery, Drew, that Rebecca's probably thinking of?
Maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
Oh, Michelle Yeoh.
Yes. Oh, got it.
A pretty big part of that first season. And it's still in the movie?
They're making a Section 31 TV movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. That I'll watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
At least twice.
We know you will, Drew. You didn't have to tell us that. Disgusting. How are you guys doing? How's everybody?
Pretty good.
Living the dream.
Yeah, another day in paradise.
Oh, the listeners are not going to understand what that's in reference to, which is just great.
I mean, I think from context, they can probably pick it up.
Yeah, no, we're all doing 100% wonderful from those.
November of 2024 is going great.
It's great. Really what a great time
to be what a great here.
What a calm, relaxing time to be alive right now. But for real though, some nice weather. At least Jabert and I have had this like last October, November.
It's almost like South Carolina Novembers.
I was about to say, it reminds me a lot. It's like it's warmer.
It's warmer here than it used to be 15 years ago.
It was 80 degrees in Atlanta today.
Jeez Louise. Mid-November. Okay. Are you guys ready to get back into the Cosmic Crit action and talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit?
Sure.
Too bad, Jabert. We're doing it anyway. I was rhetorical as heck. That was the most rhetorical thing I've ever said on the show. Last time on Cosmic Crit, you all explored the interior of the Swarm high-altitude platform after Asher and Sky heard a psychic call from inside, followed by a radio call for assistance from Trest. Stealthing forward, Asher and Sky saw a group of 4 Swarm components on patrol, and as they passed, the Ephigene amongst them sensed them and attacked. The Eskachides knocked Praetor to the ground first, but after a few rounds, the Swarm were all dead. Redacted used a medicine kit to heal up Asher's wounds, while they then decided to explore the southwest nodule of the Swarm colony base, and there found a pulsating green pustule guarded by a Swarm Thresher Lord. What be wrong with that last time on?
I'm going to say nothing.
It looks perfect.
How dare you?
I'm going to say Drew specifically requested you not say nodule, and decorum suggests that you not say, what was the other one?
Pustule?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I asked him not to say nodule, and in the notes that he gives us so that we can read along, it does say node and not nodule, so I'm wondering if there was a weird little
maybe that's
sneak in at the last second.
No, I called it like 18 things of the swarm baits, including lumps and cancerous bumps and gross stuff. Nodule is like the least weird of all of the things that I described the swarm base as. Tumorous bruises and lumps. It was gross. Yeah, does anybody have anything wrong?
I mean, it looks right to me.
Nope. To me. All perfect.
Drew?
I'm going with the crowd. I think it looks good.
How dare you? Of course there's nothing wrong with this. We get one of these every once in a while. You guys remembered quite well what we did all of 1 week. This is for to cue our listeners in a little joke, because we are recording these episodes 2 days or 1 day apart. We recorded last week's episode the previous day, which I don't think we've done almost ever 2 days in a row.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's,
well, normally our, if you do been. A couple in a week, it's usually like Wednesday or Thursday.
Well, partly because we had DMRNC up until recently. So
true. I think even before that started, though, I don't think we ever really did Monday, Tuesday, which is what we're doing this week.
But a lot of that's because Tuesday is when Miles and I have recorded the Moria Nerd for a long time.
So. That too.
Yep. And still do.
And still do. Except for tonight.
Except for tonight, yeah.
Anyway, a big old swarm thresher lord bearing down on you guys. And we're starting this week's episode in combat as it unfurls its wings, its multi-scythed arms, and lets out a roar.
Beep, we drive away.
I'm sorry, Patrick, Zoom killed your roar. Can you give me a little more roar?
I have to do it really low and then use post effects to up it, you know, like what a workshop over here. Mixing lion sounds. Roar. And then I'll just make that much larger. Let's roll into the initiative turn order here, everybody. And I've rolled super well myself. You guys won't be able to beat this. Oh, nope. You already have multiple times. Rolled a 2 for the Thresher Lord. You caught him. Caught this little swarm Thresher Lord taking a little nap. Just a little wee nap.
Little sleepies.
Ew. Oh, my God.
Somehow, Prey Deer did not sneak up on this thing, it looks like. Okay, first up in the turn order, Asher and Sky, what would you like to do, Rebecca?
Can I do any kind of knowledge check on it to know things about it?
Life science.
Oh, that's not great for me. I can try it.
Sorry. I'll tell you, it's a living thing.
Mm-hmm. It's 20.
You know its basic swarm mind ability, swarm effects that everyone knows. You know, immune to acid, but you don't know much from this giant creature. It is indeed a large, about 15 foot tall swarm component. So much, much bigger than the other ones you've seen. But yeah, maybe you didn't even know that they came this large. Don't know anything specific about it, though.
Okay. I'm going to stay where I am and shoot with my sonic pistol at it. It's a CR3 or lower on the trick and a 14 on the attack.
Not starting us off real good here. Sorry, Rebecca. Toot on this attack roll. It's going to be a miss. I think in this way, shape, or form, this is just bouncing right off this sonic blast. It's carapace, which seems to be a lot tougher than the escachides and effigine you just fought. Drew Zelixthel is up next.
I'm going to do something that has not been tried on this show before. Never, not a single time. Can I roll a life science check on this thing?
Yeah, well, please. What an original concept. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, 14 on the dice. Indeed, this is a fairly rare swarm component, but one that has been employed in swarm invasions since even before the Pact World invasion. It's kind of one of their massive soldier drones known as a Thresher Lord. And you've probably, seen a documentary about them finding these things on the battlefield and how it took like 20 soldiers to take one of them down. What would you like to know about Mr. TL, STL?
Weaknesses?
Oh, that'd be great. No, they don't really breed them with weaknesses in mind.
How about special attacks?
Yes, probably the most
useful for you guys is one called Blade Swarm. When making a full attack with its bladed arms, it can indeed take a -3 to its multi attacks and can make up to 3 attacks instead of 2 for its full attack. So it's very good at fighting indeed a large group of people.
Excellent. Well, this critter looks like it's something that needs to be shot repeatedly or once boosted, which is what I'm going to do.
I'll spoil it for you. You're going to have to shoot it more than once. Definitely more than once. Looks like you're going to have to shoot it definitely more than once because we've got a 11 on the dice, and that is going to be a miss against the Thresher Ward. 20
is a miss. Oof.
20 against EAC. Miss. Okay, we're going to roll on. It's either Redacted or Jamfram's turn. It looks like you guys have rolled the same Anish. Who wants to go first?
Jamfram does.
Yeah, I'll go first. Let's see. Where's this guy? How close is this guy?
Just going to volunteer him.
Pretty close. I'm going to stand between the Thresher Lord and Redacted because, you know, I got to protect Redacted. Don't run me over.
No, you don't. I can attack you both.
You're right. Yeah.
Cool. It's cool.
This guy in a movement. Yeah. This is the first time this has happened in decades. Yeah. I'm going to charge up. Rawr! And does he attack when I'm moving in?
As we have recalled very much so in PF2E, we have to keep track of reactions all the time in Starfinder, but not so much in second edition. This would get an attack of opportunity if he was not flat-footed, which I believe he is until he acts in combat here, as you guys
and
he were both surprised. All right, we got a natural 1 though to start off as a attack.
Let's go.
Oh boy. No. And it is
whoop.
Whoa, it would have been a lot of damage here, but
I know. I
was looking at that. Oh man, it's been so long. I feel like it's been years since we've had a critical fail on the podcast. Do you want the official Starfinder critical fumble deck or the fan-made Crittermander crit fail deck, which is on CosmicCrit.com, where our podcast is hosted?
What? I'll go official today. Today I'll go official.
This is definitely going to be the only natural one that you roll, so that's...
Oh, for sure. Definitely for sure, 100%.
This is a kinetic attack, correct?
It is. It is.
Oh no. Are you sure you want the fan fumble?
I guess we're in it now.
My goodness. Okay. Well, chipped a tooth is the kinetic on this card. Your weapon is damaged and it takes penalty 2 damage equal to its item level until it's repaired with a successful engineering check. But you don't have to worry about that because there's also extreme melee butterfingers. You drop all held items and can't recover them until your next turn. Okay.
All right. So it's going to take 16 points. My sword takes 16 points of damage and...
No. It takes a penalty to its damage equal to its item level. And it's like a level 1 sword, right?
No, it's a level 8 sword.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not good at all. Alrighty. Well, that is as bad as they come, really, to start off. Redacted.
All right. So Redacted's going to move to the west because Redacted doesn't think everyone clumping together is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It's not, to be fair. It's not.
And then it's going to take a shot at Thresher Lord.
Okay. All right, moving the walker forward, you're on kind of the north side of this node, this section of the
Postule
Swarm ship, which is not huge, but it is about 70 or 60 feet kind of circular chamber. So
okay.
It's enough for your vehicle to get around in this large Thresher Lord.
That's a 23 to hit.
All right, against... KAC, that is a miss. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no, not good. We've got 0 damage on this chunky monkey. As we get to the Thresher Lord's turn, it is going to indeed move forward to kind of get in the middle of Asher and Sky, the vehicle, and jam from? What is it to reach? All right, reach is pretty standard. And I'm going to make, I'm going to do the blade. Wait, no, I can't do the blade storm if it moves. It's going to make a single attack against one of those three targets that I just mentioned. Rewind the podcast if you forgot. It will make a single attack against, I think it's going to be against your vehicle, redacted. 16 is going to be a hit. And a whole bunch of slice damage as I think takes a big old chunk out of the walker's leg. Let's see here. How much damage? 2d10. Not too much. Okay, it is a lot. Oh, near max.
Sheesh.
36 points of slashing damage. But I imagine there's a good amount of hardness going on. So we've got a level. Is this the level 4?
Yeah.
No.
It's got 40. So it's got six hardness and then 45 HP.
What is this, the biped walker?
This is the survey walker.
Survey walker. Okay, so what did I say? 36,
so 30 of it goes through.
Okay, that gives it the broken condition here, as it's got 45 HP. Jeez Louise.
Yep.
That will mean it turns over and we're on to Pradier.
Oh, this is not good. I don't like that you're between Jam from a Knot.
Yeah, that is exactly what he didn't want to happen.
Like, I didn't want it. Let's see. Let's just start simple with Wisp Ally.
Okay, so that will be going towards Asher and Sky most likely.
That's fine. I can always drop down in the turn or drop around in the turn order if I feel like it. But hey, Asher and Sky can do some serious damage if the trick attack goes off.
Any move action? Anything else you want to do?
Yeah, I'll take 5 foot step back.
Okay, you could probably have to go this way. This is kind of like a wall.
Oh, whoops. Yeah.
Up here. Sorry, you can't really see it. This is a map I blew up very large because each of the 5 foot squares, I think on the standard map, was like, this is equals 10 foot. I'm like, I don't play like that.
That's gross.
I increase Paizo maps 10 times larger than they're supposed to be and get them all pixelated. All right, turn one done, Asher and Sky. We're on to you. You are very close to this thing.
Imagine. Yeah, Asher and Sky are going to cartwheel backwards a ways.
And the attack.
Yep, and shoot at it again.
Okay, a little bit easier with the Wisp Ally here.
14 or lower on the trick and a 17 to attack.
5 on the dice is going to be a miss, unfortunately. Miss, and it'll take us to Drew. Zilix's turn.
Boost and shoot.
Boost, shoot, boogie. Uh-oh. The 5 virus has gone around. 5 on the dice is going to be a miss. Jam from, what do you got, Jabert?
Let's see. So I've dropped my sword and my shield.
Oh.
So that's why you got your unarmed strike. So now the claws are coming out.
Kitty's got no claws. Oh, yeah. That's the thing you've got? Oh, yeah. Goodness. This whole time. They fly now. They got claws now?
They got claws now.
Yeah, so I'll 5 foot step in. And then I bite it right on its keister. Keister bite. Go. Oh, only an 18.
Oh no. 4 on the dice. Protected. We're on to you, Miles.
All right. So first, I am going to take a shot at this and miss. And then I'm going to move further west.
Okay. It is going to make an attack of opportunity as you go. It's going to try to mess up that walker. You definitely are the largest threat on the battlefield, and I have hit against KAC, which means this thing might be going down. Let's see what I do for damage.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely going down.
Well, it's not great damage. It is 26 points of damage, so 20 gets through, and yes, that is more than enough to take the survey walker down. First vehicle destruction?
Yeah.
On the podcast, so yeah, technically, I don't think any of them have been destroyed. They've been damaged, but yeah, it slices the leg that it attacked previously.
Next one this way.
The No. You usually move actions to try and move the walker. So you're still technically in it if it's, but it goes down like right there. Oh man, space wagon down. So it's a good way to tank a few hits from this thing, but that will take us to its turn. And no one's done any damage yet. I think with that foe down, it's going to turn its attention to a Jamfram.
Grr, I snarl snarly. Grr.
No shield up right now.
I have, you know, it's on the floor.
where it belongs.
Okay, and then I can't move and make the three attack. So I'm gonna try to attack you thrice. What's your armor class? Sans shields.
Without a shield, it is 30.
Let me double check. I can. Blade Storm, full attack with melee weapons. They don't have to be against separate targets. Nope. Just make a full attack. Okay. All right. Three attacks. Slice, shrunk, shrunk. I still got to roll pretty well, unfortunately, here. No. Do. Heat arm. Nope. I've rolled a 3, an 8, and a 9. Believe it or not, your KAC is 30 without the shield?
Ugh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Shield doesn't provide a passive bonus at this level, so you have to align it to get the bonus.
Those are 3 misses, my friends.
Whee!
3 misses. And that will take us to Pratier's turn.
Yay!
You've survived another round, Tyler.
And harder and harder here. Let's... Oh, boy. Hey, Patrick, if I get close to this thing, you promise that you won't just attack me?
Oh, no, I probably will. What? Oh. I probably will. Why?
I just want to take up my residence behind Jamfram, but I don't want you to hit me while I'm standing there.
Yeah,
that's the trick. No, I'm probably going to murder you, too.
Oh, Patrick, how could you?
I have so many attacks on my turn. So many. And also no one else has done damage to it yet. So everyone's free game. Free fight.
I don't like any of that. All right, hold on. How many people does this affect? All right, what's a 30-foot burst centered on me look like?
I can like show
a circle.
You.
It looks like a circle.
Ah. Okay, but Jamfram's in said circle. I think everybody's in said circle.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm going to do...
Circle.
Ooh, Asher, you... I need you to move inside the circle. We're going to cast communal bond. This is what takes the... So everybody's going to get a morale bonus to fear effects. And the herring fire bonus goes up to +3.
Communal bond. Higher level spell or is this a base spell?
It is like a level 1 spell.
Okay. Already.
Stacks very well with Wisp Ally.
Turn 3, Rebecca, Asher, and Sky, back up.
If I move within this aura, do I get the bonuses?
You get the +1 to fear effects, and if you attack the Threshold Lord, you get a +3 to your first attack against it.
Okay. I am going to trick and shoot then. And you said +3?
Mm-hmm.
To attack?
Yeah, the Wisp Ally is still up. I for some reason, I thought it was just a single next attack, no, but...
No, the Wisp Ally lasts... forever, essentially.
Oh, wow. Oh, there's a good roll.
This includes the +3, but it's a CR21 or lower on the trick and a 27 to attack.
Yes, tricked and hit. So we've got a flat footed Thresher Lord and some damage on the board. What we got here?
Yeah, 26 sonic damage.
Oof. A doof. Okay. Zilix Thel, we're on to you next. What do you like to do?
So... immediately, you see Zilix's weapon disappear, and you see him sort of hulk out a little bit as he moves into his sheath array, and you also see some of his claws extend as he goes into swarm strike mode.
We got a full melee.
Spending,
combat about to happen. Yeah, all claws, attacks.
Two nanite surges to have this stuff happen immediately. Ooh. Now, do I need to move here or here to flank with Jamfram? Does it matter which one of those squares?
Yeah, you want to go the opposite side. So not the corner, but opposite side. B. Right. Yeah. So that will provoke an attack of opportunity. Moving in on him.
I have to do it.
Because nobody else provoked this turnaround, right? Nope. Okay, attack coming at Zilkstil. 5 on the dice is going to be a hit, I'm pretty sure. What's your KAC?
It is 22.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. 3 points of slashing damage.
Wait, did you say board. 3 or 30?
30. 3-0. That's a big old claw. 7-foot long scything blade slices through these nanite kind of shield that you got put up and your regular armor. Just cuts right through.
Woof.
All right. What do you got for your standard, or is that
swarm strike?
Oh, flanking, and it's flat-footed, right?
If it was flat-footed, how did it attack of opportunity me?
Oh my goodness, Drew remembers rules so well. Yeah, no, when it's flat-footed, it can't make an attack of opportunity.
Wait, so how long has it been flat-footed?
Just right now.
Okay,
this is the first time. Yeah, take all those back, Drew. You're right.
Booyah!
Right. And the funny thing is, we just mentioned how flat-footed means you can't take reactions like 30 seconds ago. And I put it on the token, too. So,
all right, let's do a Swarm Strike, and I hope that my macro still works.
Drew, you're technically correct, the best kind of correct. Because of that, the dice gods are going to appreciate you. Yep, they did.
I'd say
they
35 did. To hit.
Oh, no, that is a super hit. 19. Any critical special abilities with this, or
I've never crit with it, so give me a second to figure that out. Well,
I'm gonna start writing down this damage here. We will move on to Jamfram, who's now a flanking buddy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I've got 2 claws and a tiny little mouth that loves to bite. I'm gonna do it twice. And a claw.
Oh, that was so close.
Yeah, the dice were bumping it around.
It's cocked, Patrick.
That 14 is still going to be a hit.
Okay, for 27 points of damage.
Jump.
Oh, a little bit more than the swarm strike. Yay. Redacted, we are on to you
next. Nope. Second attack.
Oh, multiple attack. Sorry, yes. This was including the -4, so.
Low roll that time. Okay, so now we're moving on.
Sorry, I'll do this math of its hit points and redacted. We will be on to you. In the remains of destroyed spacewalker, what would you like to do?
Redacted first is going to take a shot at the Thresher Lord.
Okay.
Shoot in the face.
Oh my
gosh. And then it's going to continue the trek a little bit further west.
All right. Going around the outside of the chamber. The Thresher Lord's turn.
We're level 7, you know, right?
Nope.
No.
We're level 8. Okay, yeah. My macro was, in fact, wrong. It needed more damage. I'm sorry.
Okay. How much more?
A weapon specialization is twice level, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're saying it's plus 16 instead of plus 13?
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 extra points.
Yeah, but I'll figure that out.
That makes...
Okay, that means not a whole lot because it is still going to go with its attack. It's Blade Storm attack, and we are going to be throwing the first and second attack against Jamfram. Not that the order particularly matters with this full attack, but only one going to Zelix, 2 going to Jamfram. So let me do the 2 against Jamfram first, and I need... need to see some double digits on these, I think is what we've determined. Oh, there's one. There's a good one. Natural 20. Attack. Critical hit attack. And I've, for the first time since the Patreon started, I've already pulled up the list and had a name prepared, which I don't believe it's been thanked on the Patreon before.
But I'm going to take that one again because Zoom cut you out.
Sorry, I don't believe this person's been thanked on the for a critical hit before, but James B. the second, James B., who's been around with the Patreon since Deadman Roll No Crit started, please stay with us now that the podcast is done. We have fun stuff in 2025. This crit goes out to you, James, and I'm taking a critical hit card for this because this is a high level threat. Right, why are some of these upside down? Patrick, you hate when that happens. Okay. Critical hit. Oh, that's not good. Shot to the vitals. The target is exhausted for 1d4 rounds on a kinetic hit. Exhausted as the condition is a negative 2. AC, attack rolls, reflex, saving throws, initiative. Just about all the good stuff. Wait, no. It's a minus 3 to armor class, attack, and damage rolls. And because of that, let me roll the d4. Is going to be going on for the next turn. Jabert.
Okay.
Just one turn. And let me roll that crit damage. Oh boy. Oh, this might be a record for this season so far. Maybe not. 66 points of damage. Goodness on the crit. And I still got another attack that's going towards Zelix. Not as good, but the 9 on the dice is going to be a hit. Oh boy, for a lot of damage. 32 points of damage, Drew. You got away from that attack of opportunity before, but I still managed to get some of that damage back. That is going to be the Thresher Lord's turn. Praetor, on to you.
I'm not trying to intimidate you. Patrick, can you be intimidated? Are Thresher Lords vulnerable to intimidation?
Likely not. It's like the intimidator of them. Why don't you try some brain scans or something?
What does that mean?
You did it against one of the Escachides last week.
Oh, try to roll mysticism to identify some stuff?
No, why can't I think of the name of the spell? Both you and
Mind Thrust? Rebecca.
Yeah, Mind Thrust.
I could do Mind Thrust. I want to intimidate to try and lower your will save is what I was thinking. But if that doesn't sound like something that's going to work, that's fine. We're going to try to help out. We're going to play the debuffer.
Well, let me double check here. I will say it's immune to fear effects, but I don't know if that includes the demoralize.
Let's see. Why does it always bring up the second edition one?
Shaken is the condition, and I don't think it is counts as a fear effect. So I think you could try.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be.
Certainly try.
It's. I'll give it a
CR 30, so not crazy. Ooh,
can I hit? What's my intimidation? 15? So I got to roll a 15 or higher?
Yeah, it's very doable.
Well, let's try it.
25% chance there.
Oh, I rolled a 4, so throw that in the garbage and never think about it again. Let's use the spell Inflict Pain. This is a mind-affecting pain effect, which I think Thresher Lords feel pain. It is a will save, DC 19, and...
As long as it's not fear, I think it should get off.
It is not. Mind-affecting pain... And if you fail, you're going to take a minus 2 to ability checks, attack rolls, and skill checks for the rest of its life.
So many debuffs. All right, let's go. Oh, 17 on the dice. It's so dumb, it don't know from pain.
Luckily, this is only a partial, so you still are affected for one round.
That is very nice. So minus 2... to its attacks for that round. That'll take us to Asher and Sky. Your turn.
All right. I'm going to shoot it again.
Get that plus 3.
Yeah, so 18 on the attack.
Oh, no. So low, these dice. That is a miss, and that means it is no longer flat-footed.
Biscuits.
Zilix Thel, right next to this thing. What would you like to do?
All right, we are going to double storm strike.
Right. It is not five-footed, but it is flanked with your buddy Jamprom on the other side. All right. That's why you attack twice. 7 on the first one is going to... This does count against... Again, not that it matters. KAC, but as a miss. Second attack. Ooh, it's worse. Slightly worse. Another miss. Jamprom. Doesn't seem like your buddy's getting through this thing's massive hide. What would you like to do?
I'm going to switch to a to a single attack. So I can try to avoid that
penalty.
The penalty is to the extent that it is reasonably possible. So taking -3 on this.
Big old claw. Claw to the back. Ah, natural 2.
Goof.
Cool.
You guys got the level reroll.
This would be the world's easiest fight if we weren't rolling 2s and 4s and 5s.
Yeah. I was about to say, the single enemy just be, it's just a big old pool of hit points for you to chip away at. If chip you did. Do you want to use the reroll? You got an episode.
I don't know, guys. What do you think?
Or do you want to save it for potential better attack sitches?
I don't know. In fairness, yeah, this is pretty crappy. Attack with a -3. It's practically maximum though.
We re-roll damage when we re-roll. So
I know. Yeah. So just then, why? Don't ask me.
Redacted. We're on to you, Miles.
All right. I'm gonna do a classic mind thrust.
Okay. All right. You've got a mind thrust. We never really remember that, but. We make that will save as you try to enter the Thresher Lord's mind. Natural 20. It is still taking half damage, which is nice for you, but I'm just throwing these 20s out there.
What is that?
I think you only have 2d10.
2d10? Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that one levels up because it's from being a gray.
Yeah. So it's.
Wow. Minimum damage mind thrust on 2d10s. 2 damage is taking 1.
Game sucks.
One, you tickled that damage. Frontal lobe. Yeah, so maybe, good.
Maybe you were right not doing that, Tyler. Oh, well, we're all the way back to the Swarm Thresher Lord already, which means it's attack time, but I think I am switching it up because Zilix did more damage in this last turn, which means he's getting 2 attacks. Jam from the 1. So I'm going to do these 2 against Zilix though first. Oh no. A 6 on the dice and a 2 on the dice. And this is at a -2 because of inflict pain. So basically a 0. What's your KAC, Drew?
22.
Okay. So the 6 is actually a hit, unbelievably, but the 2 is a miss. Let me do a little bit of damage. Do 28 points of slashing damage. And the third attack against Jamfram is a 6.
Mm-hmm. 28 points?
Yeah, sorry, 2-8. 16 against Jamfram. I think that is going to be a hit with a negative. And some more damage. 30 points of slash damage to Jamfram. Praetir, back to you. Your allies getting absolutely cut to ribbons.
Sorry, you said 16 and then 30?
No, 16 was the attack roll. Oh, the D20 roll, I should say. It was
the 30 damage, yeah.
34 to hit and 30 damage total. Tyler, what do you want to do with Praetir?
How's everybody's hit points?
I'm in health, but currently only just.
Still
trust.
Or not trust. Zelix?
Still in stamina, but not for long based on the fact that a 6 can hit.
Okay,
on a multiple attack.
A 6 can hit on a multiple attack, -3.
With wild. A penalty.
Wild.
Okay. Let's see.
Hey, maybe you should have 30 AC like Jabert.
Man, he hit on a 6 with a -2 to his.
Yes.
Sheesh. That's a 4, an effective 4.
All right. Yes, effective 4.
Okay, Patrick, is Bladestorm a. Extraordinary ability, spell-like ability, supernatural ability, or a feat?
We've already determined, yes, it is a special ability that they have access to. The Thresher Lords have access to. EX. Extraordinary.
Okay.
You gonna lock them up?
I'm gonna try to lock it up. We're gonna try to lock them down. Cut that out. We're I almost said we're blowing a big boy again. We're using a level 3 spell. Mental block.
I bet we'd sell a lot of shirts if we made that into a shirt.
Rebecca,
time to blow a big
get
boy.
On. Get on. I'll pose for you. You send me poses and I'll take pose pictures and you can put it on a shirt with the caption, blowing a big boy. Level 3 spell. This is a will save DC 20. And this is me trying to gouge out all your memories.
Bing, bang, boom. 14 on the dice. Rolling pretty well on these saves here. Unfortunately, that is a save even with... Oh, wait, no. Does it still have the minus two? Yeah. Well, even with the minus two, that is a success.
Let me see. Is this a... Oh, well, drat. Man, I cannot get a break. So that is a negates. So
if you want, I'm feeling very generous. I'll let you guys use your episode reroll and make me reroll this save.
Are you for real?
I'll allow okay. it this
is,
one
is that
time.
Okay, folks? Is that okay, folks?
Sure.
I'm about to roll natural 20, so I'm feeling way overconfident.
Well, let me see. How long does mental block last? I can't remember if it's rounds per level.
A round per level.
It is a round says. Per level. Yeah. Oh, duh. I put it. Jeez. Yeah. Go ahead, Patrick. I want you to waste that natural 20 on a save instead of any attack roll.
Oh my 17, gosh.
Close, but no cigar.
Okay, that's. I'm going to use, I think it's a reaction. Hold on.
Share pain.
Well, sure. It's called backlash. Yeah. Whenever a foe succeeds at a will save against one of your spells and completely negates, which you've done, you're going to take one non-lethal damage for each mystic level I have. That would be 8. Yep. Now.
Well, I have good news with that. I think that is enough to bloody the Thresher Lord. It's taken about half its hit points here. A wing broken, a blade chipped.
Same.
Yeah. Living the dream. Another day in paradise. <That's right. laughs> Now what, Tyler?
So I'm reading Share Pain. It says, unless the foe succeeds at a will save, reduce the damage you take, and the foe takes an equal amount of damage. So that means that if you hit me for 20 points and you fail the will save, you take 20 points?
For the spell, Share Pain? That's an ability, yeah.
Yeah, it's
part of Mindbreaker.
Yeah, it's part of Mindbreaker.
If it attacks you and it fails the will save, yes. Reduce the damage takes by your mystic level, and the foe takes an equal amount of damage. I think equal to the amount that you block. Like, it doesn't turn the attack completely back on itself.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to get punched in the face to give 8 damage back, so never mind. I'm glad I asked.
I was about to say, you could deal another steady 8 damage here, potentially, with provoking this attack of opportunity, but yeah. If you don't want to, that'll take us to Asher and Sky. Back to the top of the turn
right. order. I'll try to shoot it again and see if this works.
I should mention, now that it's turned its back, it's attacking Jamfram. You can tell well that this thing has got the same tiger stripes as Sky. It's your Karakande. And maybe that's
only a 20
off,
to hit.
Yeah, throwing off these attacks here because another 5 on the dice is a miss. And even that trick fails. Oh, no. Zilkstel, no help coming from behind you. It is just you and Jamfram slicing this good. Thing up. It's done a lot of damage so far.
We're going to double swarm strike.
Crit. Fishing, no negatives to its AC right now. Ooh, a critical hit, a cosmic critical hit. Drew, look at you. Look how far you've come, bud. Way to go. I think the team needed this.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they were hankering for this one.
21 points base because of the extra...
Yeah, Cosmic Crit, max damage, critical hit. We're going to thank another Patreon member that's been with us since Dead Men Roll No Crits age of the Patreon 2020, James W. Thank you so much for being a flanking buddies. Drew, let me pull out this critical hit deck for you, man. You earned it on this.
Let's go, baby.
Kinetic attack. Kinetic attack coming at you. Oh, drop the guard. Kinetic attack. Oh, we like negatives here. Hit like a ton of bricks as the nanite swarm blasts into this thing's hide. It gives it the off target condition for a round. So a negative to its attacks as it seems to be focusing in on you. Critical Is this critical effect just the extra damage?
Yeah, there's no other special crit.
Okay, and you said 22 points base, what we're dealing with here?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to add 6, and that looks like a 40-point critical hit, if my math's right. All right, way to go, Drew. Jam from...
I'm sorry. Oh. That was attack number one.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was a second. Yes, you said two. You were crit fishing.
Just do that again.
Nothing in the world that says you can't do it twice. You know,
we've gotten one side of the coin. Let's get the other one.
Whoa, why would... No. Same side of the coin. Same side. Same side. Drew,
no, you said it.
Drew, no. No, Drew.
Okay.
It's only a 24.
24? Is there a reason you only have a -2 on this?
Because we're flanking.
Okay, so you've incorporated the flanking here.
Yes.
Against KC, it is not flat-footed. There's no other negatives to it. That is a miss. I was real close to being a hit, but that is going to take us 2 jam from.
All right. So my exhaustion's off.
Yes.
So I got that going for me.
Yeah, just around. Pretty lucky there.
The only way I've gotten lucky.
I was about to say, you've been on the tail end of a lot of the crit fails and crit hits this fight. So
yeah. Let's double attack. Let's chomp this dude. Chomp him up.
Yeah.
I'm chomping your butt.
Oh my god! Another natural 2.
My butt is totally unchomped.
My lord.
Ooh,
that's more like one.
That's the other side of the dice. A 19, a super hit.
The other side of the from a 2 is a 19. That's a super.
Super hit indeed. Okay, how much damage are we looking at? 28 total?
28 damage, yeah.
Okay.
And no critical effect. So I don't even remember if we're doing that now. But
we are, but that is not enough to kill this thing as we go on to Redacted's turn. It's still up, still fighting your buddies here, Miles.
All right, Redacted will take 2 shots as well.
Oh, everyone thinks they can crit fish now. I think you actually have to roll like a 19 or a 20 to hit this thing.
I know.
So, first one goes wide. Whang. Bounces off the spongy wall. Second one is even worse, Miles. No fished crit for you, which means... Mr. Swarm Thresher Lord gets another chance to attack. Obviously, I'm attacking Drew twice. Got to attack Zilixthil twice on this one first. Can I answer? I cannot. I cannot. And it's flat-footed, so this 3 is a miss. The 7 is a hit. Same thing as last turn, just one of these coming through for... high damage, 33 points of slashing damage. Last attack going to jam from a super hit.
Gosh, stop!
19 on the dice. He, unfortunately, and I should have done this when I crit last time, but I was so happy with drawing the card. I'm going to use its critical hit effect on the super hit, which is 3d8. Oh, no, 1d8 bleed damage. So a little bit of bleed on jam from. And 30 points of slashing damage, right?
Right.
Yeah, slashing damage. I might have said piercing a couple times, but it's all slashing.
Oh, great. Then that's okay. So I actually have damage reduction against slashing.
Yeah. Sorry about that if I said piercing. That is going to be its turn, Pradier. What do you want to do?
What are you doing, Jamfram?
With the damage reduction, I was about to be in very dire shape, but as it happens, I'm slightly surviving.
Zilix. So.
I just dipped into HP, but not much.
Oh, okay, you're fine. So, Jabert, I can either heal you now and then try to mind blast next turn, or mind blast now and try to heal you and then heal you next turn, because I'll have nothing else to do.
Yeah, go ahead and give him the old Blastoise now.
I'll Blastoise.
That's Blastus.
Hey, Patrick. Mm-hmm. This is my last level 3 spell. It's a level 3 mind thrust. I need you to do what you haven't been doing all night and choke. I need you to choke on this will save.
Respectfully, Tyler, respectfully.
Yeah.
Huh? No.
That would be
16 on the die.
You are a true.
This is it. Cosmic Grid's back, baby. Great with the Swarm Thresher Lord. We're back in season 3 right now.
Gosh, you're the worst.
So still taking half damage here, which means likely it's going to be dead. Because how much damage is this Mind Thrush do? Yeah.
34. Or half 34.
17. It only had 13 hit points left. Thresher Lord down.
Yes.
If that last D10 of damage wasn't a 10, I think that might have dropped. Well,
I was rolling pretty mid up until that one.
All right, and we are out of combat. We've got a broken sword, jam from damaged sword. We've got a destroyed walker, and imagine some pretty banged up, not quite SDF troopers here in the form of the Viridian Colony comptrollers.
I need a medicine check as well.
Oh yes, well, to stop the bleed condition.
Yeah.
Well, I got you. I'm gonna hit you with a level 2.
Okay.
Mr. Cure.
Good.
So you're going
to. I get medicine checks and. Woo! Jesus. Jesus Louise.
Look at that.
It's raining.
Where was that all fight?
Okay. You can use that medicine check if you want, Miles, on a just treat deadly wounds. Because any HP back will net the bleeding to stop. And that, of course, is going to be 8 plus your intelligence bonus, which I think we said was 5. So. Mm-hmm. 13 hit points back.
13's pretty good.
There you go. How many were you down?
I was down like 30-ish. And so the halfway through my hit points. So it was getting a little dicey. A little spicy dicey.
I would hope a Thresher Lord at this level would be a bit of a challenge to you guys. But the dice rolls, as always, more of a threat than I'm going to ever be.
Are you back to full, Jabert?
I am close to full.
Did you take into account the 20 you got from the Mystic Cure?
Oh no, yeah. So that's back. That's back, baby. And then I need to have a fruit punch. And
we all need a fruit punch. Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody bring orange slices?
Yeah.
Praetor pulls out some orange slices. Yeah, he's got you.
Gonna try to work on
Pre-Sun.
The vehicle.
Well, it's destroyed. So.
One man's trash.
You might be able to limp it out of here, reduce it to go back, but it will take, I believe, a full day to rebuild. I forget the rules.
Yeah, it's a full day to rebuild, I think.
So, yeah, basically you can take the core and some of the mechanized parts out. But, yeah, after 10-minute rest here, you guys can look around. What you can do is repair Jamfrom's sword, which requires just like a pretty base engineering check to
vitally appreciate it
to fix. It's like bent. You just have to like bend it back the other way.
There you go. Rolled a 34 engineering.
Yay. Oh, thank boy. You. 15 on dice.
Again, where was this all fight?
Yeah, taking a look here. Indeed, it seems like this room is like a large maybe energy source or power source for the base or for the swarm. It does seem like there are like ley lines of kind of power ebbing out from this through the base of the structure, which is, you know, gooey and translucent. So you can kind of see this green energy flowing like a heartbeat towards the center of the structure. But besides that, not much else in this section here. Does seem kind of an engine room. But you don't really quite understand the technology employed here unless you want to make a life science check or maybe even mysticism.
I can mysticism? Do life science. Life science versus mysticism. Who can decode the strange green thing? Ooh. Oh, never mind. Rebecca is cracked.
So, Rebecca.
Once again, why not during the fight? Like one time.
This is absolutely the most ineffective I've seen an operative play in Starfinder in years. I can't believe even those tricks were failing, which was usually the easier part. But yeah, as Asher and Sky moves up to this battery of sorts, I think Sky in particular kind of gets like a shiver up your spine as you go over and maybe place a hand on its node like casing, its gooey casing. You feel not like electrical or bioelectrical current in here. Something inside you seems to sense arcane energy, magical power. And as you kind of peering into it, maybe close your eyes and trying to commune, you hear the psychic screams of thousands and thousands of souls. Indeed, this is a dark psychic soul battery. Perhaps the victims of swarm from countless invasions, attacks, and what have you. It seems to be powering up this station, maybe trying to sift through them. You search for a voice, both familiar and unfamiliar. The voice that called out to you just a half hour before, but you don't sense it here in this battery.
This reminds me of the beginning of Monsters, Inc.
There is an oddly placed door, like right in the wall behind you. It looks like a bedroom door, but besides that, it's nothing like it. No, thousands and thousands of souls seem to be trapped inside this battery here.
My gosh. Can we disable the battery? Can we chop it and loose the souls?
I was about to say, destruction of this thing would probably at least stop the souls from being, you know, harvested. But
I presume they're forced to run forever on like little tiny hamster wheels and stuff.
I imagine it's kind of a carnival situation. They're just like, they're trying to escape, and like the negativity or like the pain they suffered upon death is just like being used to feed a psychic energy loop. But yeah, when you figure out what this thing is, if you want to go to town on it for a few minutes after it takes a certain amount of damage, critical amount of damage here, it explodes in a green pus filled partial implosion, but there's a good amount of goo that kind of escapes as you're attacking it, but it just kind of folds in on itself as a huge burst of psychic energy erupts like a fountain out of it. The entire thing begins to kind of decay and rot in front of you as the energy is drawn away from it, but there's no souls in the battery, and this whole area kind of goes a little dark. But the entire station does still seem to be standing. Probably, you know, there might be more than one of these things, perhaps powering the entire station.
But the rest.
Yeah. You guys want to continue on towards the north?
Yeah. Maybe one of them has all the voices that Asheron Sky's hearing.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like it feels like it was in this one Asheron Sky. But as you head north, I'll show you what you got in the north.
Can we sleep for like 2 days? Is okay? Is that cool?
Oh, silly Tyler. No. You guys are on like an hour schedule.
Hey folks, I hope you like a mystic with no spells. I hope that's cool.
That's my favorite kind of mystic.
Yeah.
We've had three fights.
Mystics can do one. We're allowed one. We can do one fight, then we gotta take a nap for 8 hours, which is also called sleep.
Classic. Right, as you go towards the northwestern kind of chamber here, they're called chambers. They're not called anything gross in the AP. I shouldn't be enhancing their grossness, but they do look kind of pimple-ish. But you see a much larger chamber, much more filled with things, as massive holes kind of gape along the wall here. Did I reveal? Yes, I revealed what you're looking at here. Beyond which the holes above the chamber, you can see the upper atmosphere of Wydana 6 kind of roiling and fuming along. There's a layer of ice and some snow coating this chamber, and long icicles hang from the ceiling. Wait, is this what I wanted to be here? Great question, Patrick. I thought this was something else. Isn't this something else? Is the book wrong? No, I'm reading the wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm reading the wrong section.
Oh, it's the children who are wrong.
Well, I think, did I flip the map or something? This is supposed to be something else. Let me just take that whole thing again, because this is G5. This is not G7. Am I right? Am I crazy?
Like a G6?
No, this is supposed to be G5. I think maybe the book is wrong. I prep going out the window, the prep that I did years ago. No, this round chamber, what you see here, is marked by thick grooves dug in the icy floor, winding in circles around the chamber's perimeter. and indeed looks like there are dozens and dozens of small creatures, perhaps much smaller than the other components you've seen in parts of this chamber around the side of the wall here. You see a carpet of what looks like tiny swarm components lining this chamber. Most of them, you know, kind of cockroach size. So tiny things with look like large claws kind of scurrying about. But besides that, this area here is empty. I keep going to the wrong area in the book. Why can't I just read the correct area for once? Large eggs with semi-transparent membranes line the walls of this chamber, each filled with swirling fluid in which barely formed shapes float. So that is what you see here. Jeez Louise. What would you guys like to do? I've only described this room five different ways. So.
I'm confused. Is it just the eggs? It's just the eggs that we see.
Yeah. There's okay. Small little bugs flitting around here and there, but no large swarm components.
Okay. Can we inspect the eggs? Do they appear to be living?
Yes. Make me. It seems like these pods, these sacks here, are kind of filled with a acidic biological fluid. Do you see the tiny forms of larger swarm components swimming around in there, perhaps some that are growing wings, some that are growing the huge blades of some of the larger creatures. Indeed, little mosquito-like programmers are crawling around these acid pods, landing on them kind of harmlessly, maybe poking them with their needle-like noses and flying off again. Make me a life science check if you want to investigate a little closer, and everyone can make this.
Pow!
Ooh. Oh, some good rolls here. Drew, did you roll a 19?
He did.
He's on fire. Yeah, and investigating here, you see indeed what looks like a very faint outline on all of the pods. Maybe if you move up to wipe away some goop and some crust, it becomes a little easier to see its reflection in your light sources here. Each of these pods does seem to have a thin film, a layer that looks exactly like Asher's sky, like the Karakande. All these pods seem to be imprinted with the same pattern that Asher does, the same tattoo on all of them. And investigating them, it seems like the creatures being built inside these, they get their tiger stripes from this kind of creation process. And as you're looking over it, maybe comparing it to some notes you've taken, you do deduce that this doesn't seem to be just like another swarm component or thing that they adapt from, if indeed it took the Karakande of Asher's family. This seems to be an enhanced kind of methodology, and looking at it, it seems to be a kind of like a magical ward being grafted onto all the swarm in this section that is giving them protection from sources of negative energy. Maybe if you do a little trial and error here, it does seem like they are girding themselves for a massive influx of you know, dark energy using this tattoo pattern of the Triazarchy.
Do we know what the source of that dark energy, why they would want to do that?
Oh, why don't you make me a mysticism check, Tyler? You made a pretty good life science check as well.
I mean, I'm 0-20 tonight and I still haven't hit it yet. So, you know, maybe I'll give it a shot. I still haven't hit it.
No, but that is a good roll. As you're looking at Asher and Sky, looking at these pods, and maybe multiple one of you, I think everyone has rolled a success on this life science check. Unfortunately, sadly, except Asher and Sky. But looking this over, perhaps this has something to do, because this is in the same system as your guys' planet, mind you. Something to do with the necrotic energy that has indeed infected multiple creatures on New Galarion. Maybe they're anticipating for an invasion, whatever.
Oh, like what happened to Praetor kind of thing?
Yeah, whatever the radioactive necrotic damage is that has made the stag bears and has gotten so far as the moon. Perhaps it is could even get out to Waydana 6, whatever that energy is, that of the darkness, the culling shadow, those things that you have yet to encounter fully in your explorations of the New Galarian system. Does seem like these swarms are getting ready to tangle with the same things you guys have been tangling with.
All right, so how do we make the swarm our ally? Let's figure that out. Enemy of my enemy. Let's go, swarmies.
Well, you've got Kerrigan here. Rebecca's half swarm, right? With the
Rebecca, get in one of the egg pods and like do a
go into your final swarm form.
Yeah,
we'll protect the chrysalis for 20 minutes while you pupate, and then fight off wave after wave of enemy.
Heck yes,
you got to change your class third time, Rebecca, to evolutionist.
Yeah, your new class is Thresher Lord.
Sorry, I don't make the rules. That's just how it works. No, as you guys are spending a little bit of time examining these pods here, you hear a creature behind you bellow out, and of course it screams through the northwest node here. To be continued on the next adventure. We've got more swarm hijinks. Oh, those swarm and the things they get up to.
The kooky games they play.
Kooky, crazy swarm. What exactly is their plan? What are they doing here with Asher's Karakande symbol? Maybe we'll find out next week. Probably take a little bit longer, but that is going to do it for this week's episode. Guys, thanks for playing with me.
Thank you,
Patrick.
We'll get back to it, and hopefully you'll meet up with the SDF and Midnight Squad soon. But that's it for this week, and we will catch you on next week's Cosmic Grid. So long.
Farewell.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully we find better roles next time.
Doodles. Cosmic.
Nah, it's cool.
No, I don't want to hear it.
It's just our life now.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.